the language. Locate I love you somewhere in teeth and eyes. Bite it, but take care not to hurt. You want so much, so little. Words say everything. I love you again. Then what is emptiness for? To fill, fill. I heard words and words full of holes, aching. Speech is a mouth. It's becoming, or something that's not quite so abstract, perhaps. Let me see. Oh, here's playing on words. What happens, we're talking also this evening about the problem of writing and teaching, or one of the problems is when the issue of being a teacher begins to encompass you like a new suit that has more of a life than you do, you have to watch out. But I think this one came curiously from, I was theoretically or proposed as a teacher of writing as part of my duties where at the University of New Mexico. And some issue of this is to try to get some kind of concentration on the actual character of words as you read them. I mean, before you get involved in what you think you're thinking, what actually are you saying? I remember Duncan again, it was, who said, when we were talking about problems of remedial English, said, well, why don't you begin with what actually they do write, and ask them what, in effect, they mean by that. You know, instead of saying, well, you need a comma here, or this isn't the right construction, or this is the wrong tense, why don't you begin with actually what is in front of you as the quote mistake, and see what that gives you as insight into what the thinking is. But this particular poem, anyhow, has an emphasis of this kind upon simply two words, there is.